This is WSIU, powered by you. We're speaking today with SIU President Randy Dunn, in for his monthly visit. Dr. Dunn, thanks for coming in.
Good to be back once again.
We tend to talk about the same topics, and I tend to apologize to you.
The news is the news, isn't it?
Exactly. To you and to our listeners, the budget is always the big thing on people's minds.
Yes.
I know that there has been little update from Springfield in terms of what's being negotiated, but I wonder if you could give us just kind of a status update.
Well, you've characterized it pretty well, Jennifer. There isn't much movement since the last time we've talked. But as we come closer to the scheduled end of the spring legislative session, obviously the budget is really now becoming the gorilla in the room, and most of the focus is on what the solution is to get us to a budget and bring us to the end of session. Once we see that, then obviously we'll be able to work putting our own university budget together for the next fiscal year. But our work continues on the campus to really knuckle down and try to identify potential cuts in some sort of priority fashion, depending upon what that state budget ultimately looks like. And I've said this before, if we're in that 3-5% range, while we don't like it, it's manageable, and we can do some things that certainly alleviate a great deal of the pain to this campus. If we start getting into the double digits in terms of a percentage cut to our state support, things will change on the campus. And the challenge we have right now is to continue working with our Executive Planning and Budget Council. This is a large group, a constituency body for the campus, to continue to identify what those cuts could be if we get into those larger numbers. We're starting to see some movement. We anticipate that the university presidents and chancellors may be asked to come to Springfield toward the end of the month, enter into some more focused discussions to see what the challenges may be at different levels. So depending on how that unfolds and to the extent we may be pulled into some discussions, it might be that we see some of this start to firm up as we approach the end of the month. But at this point, it's still that all bets are off in knowing what that final percentage may be that we would lose from the state. And we continue our work unabated on the campus to be ready to respond with the right plan, depending upon what that number is.
In the past couple of weeks, you have held some budget town hall meetings.
That's
on the
right.
Carbondale campus, I assume on the Edwardsville campus.
That's
as
correct.
Well. And at the same time, the second tier list,
yes,
for lack of a better phrase, has come out. And it's another, as you've called it, layer of the onion, another,
yes,
group of areas that face cuts if,
yes,
that 32% cut comes to pass. To what extent are those programs being looked at just as an overall reorganization? Because this is not going to be the only time the university faces cuts.
You're right. What we're engaging in now is really much more of a triage exercise, or it's kind of a SWAT team approach, for those listeners who remember TV in the 70s, to dealing with some of these things. But you raise a larger point. That is that we have to, particularly here on the Carbondale campus, work at an academic program review, some may call it a reprioritization, where we do much broader thinking about how to potentially look at savings, consolidations, mergers, maybe shedding some programs that don't have the enrollments or aren't productive in that sense of thinking about things. And the provost and I have been talking about the fact that that has to move forward in this coming year. And the campus will see something about that coming from me probably before too long. The challenge with that is to do it well, to do it thoughtfully, so as not to make stupid decisions. You really need to allow some time. That takes 6 to 9 months to undertake that in a way that really provides for some good decisions that are actionable. And I've been through this on other campuses in the past. So we'll start that really this summer and carry that through a good chunk of the next academic term with the idea that we will have some recommendations that could go to our board for potential reorganizations or changes to programs and critical student services that would then provide greater savings, as we know we're going to have to deal with this same problem we've had this year as we think about the state budget for FY17 and 18 and 19 under this governor. I thought it was important to look at where we could get savings on state monies from these outer rings, as I've talked about, to try to protect that core of academic programs and student services, but they don't get off scot-free. They've got to undertake that same sort of review in the coming year, but I just didn't want to try to jam those decisions through the system so quickly, because when you start talking about dropping academic programs or changing majors or saying we're going to reorganize colleges or things of that nature, you don't try to do that on the fly. You don't push those decisions through in a 3-month window, which is what we're trying to do with this other budget work we have underway now on the outer rings, if you will, of the services and supports the university provide. But that's going to come over the course of the year, and we'll see where it leads us.